Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want to continue with your calls, but I do need to get into a bunch of news as well. Concerning the TSA, Iran, you name it. Right now, let's go to Nate in New Jersey. Nate, thanks for holding. Welcome. Hi, Nate. Welcome to the airwaves, sir. Okay, he's gone. Let's go to the next caller. Let's go to Audra in Texas. You're on the air, Audra.
Hi, Alex. This is Audra. I hope everything's going well for you. I've been watching a lot of the news here lately on the Enemy Expatriation Act and kind of monitoring what's going on with Jackson Bannock. I wondered if you had any kind of research or any articles you're planning on putting up on that.
Say that again?
The Jackson Bannock Act. Obama's pushing to do away with that act this year.
To show my ignorance, what is the act? I'm sure once I hear about the act, I'm just not familiar with the name, I'll know what it is.
This is an amendment that was passed in 1974 that affects U.S. trade relations with communist or former communist countries.
Oh, yes, I knew he was trying to get rid of that, yes.
Yeah, I didn't know if you had done any work on this or not.
Does that specifically deal with Cuba?
It deals with China. It deals with Russia. There's a lot in this act that says, for example, action to address market disruption. That's in two parts, and this is in part two.
No, but I mean, now that you raise it, yes, I was aware of the laws barring some of those trade deals, and I haven't covered this enough. But my problem with all these trade deals, they're always one way. I know the deal he's trying to get us with South Korea is a total ripoff. I have studied that particular one, but I know I'm not really familiar with his latest jockeying. What is Obama doing?
He just wants to do away with it altogether. And the thing that kind of concerns me about that is in part two, it has an action to address market disruption. And he's talking out of both sides of his neck as usual, where he's talking about he wants to bring jobs home. But according to this act, anything that causes market disruption, where it's increased quantities, that can cause or threaten to cause market disruption to the domestic producers. He's supposed to go in there and keep that from happening, basically, with this act. And that clearly it's not been followed. They haven't been using it, and now he wants to completely get rid of it. And the other act that he's got coming up, and I'll make these quick because I know you got things to do, but the Enemy Expatriation Act, I had been trying to get that information.
Oh, no, that's big. I know that allows them to just take your citizenship away extrajudicially and have you disappear as well. Oh, you're not a citizen, so we're shipping you to Gitmo now.
And I mean, I've been trying to get people to wake up and pay attention to this stuff. And I get called patriotic and unpatriotic, you know. And in my assessment of everything, it looks like the Christians have dropped the ball. It really does. And I know you can't say that, but I can say that as a viewer and a listener, I can say that that's what's happened over these last several decades. Is, you know, we just sit here and complacent and just drop the ball, and let them have it. You know,
well, no, I actually agree with you that, look, to the World Council of Churches and the International Council of Churches set up by the Rockefellers, they admittedly have come in and taken over the major denominations. So you go to church and you learn how good Bill and Melinda Gates are and how good abortion is and how taking your vaccines is good. I mean, that's the clergy response teams. A lot of these churches are actually on government payroll. They use the faith-based initiative to fence that money to them.
Do you realize how much money these churches are going to make once all this hype on 2012, as it gets closer and closer? I mean, the people are going to start packing these churches, and then you've got the other side of that coin where there are people who say, well, you know, according to Revelations, we're not going to be here, so, you know, we don't have to worry about what's coming. And that's
But notice, that's why in the 60s and 70s, all these different globalist writers pushed 2012 was to get the non-Christians to have their own reason to cop out. And I even know people that are agnostics who still believe in 2012. It's more of a superstition. So, yeah, it's tailored for them to think that there's going to be a rapture, so they have nothing to deal with. God bless you. I really appreciate your call. Okay. We're going to go to Rick. We're going to go to Brian and Chad and Nate and many others that are holding on the other side of this break. And I'm going to cover some news.
This is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history that is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, let's rampage through five or six calls right now, and then I really want to get into some of the economic news. Also, the CDC increases pressure on parents to give children vaccines with deadly toxins in them. We're going to be going over that coming up. Also up at Infowars.com, Ron Paul, outrageous overreach of EPA. We've got that report that we're going to be going over, but right now let's go to Rick in Virginia. Rick, you're on the air.
Yes, how's it going, Alex? I am a military veteran out here in Norfolk, Virginia, and I've kind of heard you talk about these past couple of days about veterans and the fact that nobody's talking about them and stuff. I want to bring up a point to your listeners that should be the most in-your-face example that everything that you're talking about is true, and that's the fact that 18 military veterans are committing suicide every day. And the insane team, I call it the media insane team, talks about how 6,000 deaths over the past 10 years over in Iraq and and the Middle East, but they don't talk about the 18 military veterans that die every day under the government's control because the VA is part of the federal government. Well, if you do the math, that's 18 times 365, that's 6,570 suicides on our own soil every year. You times that by 10, it's the length of the global war on terrorism. That means that 10 times the amount of deaths are here in America as the entire war on terror over the past 10 years combined.
Well, what you're doing is unpatriotic. According to the media, you're supposed to go to football games and thank the troops when they have them stand up and thank them when you see them on the street. But you're supposed to thank them for being part of the globalist wars. You're not, once they've actually been used up, supposed to care about them. And the government hospitals for the military, obviously, are some of the worst in the world. The abuse of the military is just incredible. And they just expand out from there on a daily basis, the way our troops are treated. And I do make a big deal about the record suicides. I saw a statistic. There's seven times the highest number per capita ever before seen. And that was at the end of the Vietnam War. Seven times. I mean, it is epidemic. But they want to just keep that out of the news and just expand the wars. And, you know, the troops don't want to be patted on the back and told how great they are. They don't want to be in evil wars. They don't want to be sick from DU and nobody gives them treatment so they kill themselves. They don't want to be put on government lists because they're veterans. You know, they don't want the yuppies to come up and thank them all day, you know, because that's the cutesy thing to do. They want their country back. They want Ron Paul to be elected. Again, 70-plus percent, what is it, 74% of all the donations for Democrats and Obama, President Obama, and then all the Republicans is to Ron Paul. The vast majority of donations are to Ron Paul, and the system knows that. And so that's why they're so scared. I mean, the truth is the average American's got their head screwed on actually pretty straight, especially if they live in the real world and, you know, aren't on welfare or something, or just a total TV head. It's just a tiny group of crooks that are up at the top that are running this entire system. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and go to Chad in New York. Chad, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How you doing today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, my friend. Another day above ground is a good day.
Yes, sir. I just want to thank you for leading our people in this time of darkness, okay? And what I mean by that, sir, is that the education that you are dropping on America is needed. And I think that we as Americans need to wake up and take our country back. It's been far too long that we've had crooks and crooked individuals running our country and dictating what policies that they want achieved. And I think that it's people like you that's going to lead us out of the darkness as a country. And I just want to say, Mr. Jones, I haven't been awake that long. I've only been awake for about 6 months, but I'm a cabbie in Long Island, New York, and I've been spreading the word through my cab about your organization and about other organizations and about the truth that needs to be told. We need a new investigation of 9/11. We need these crooks brought to justice, Mr. Jones, by any means necessary. And I am a veteran too, 82nd Airborne, 4 years I was in the Army, okay? And I want to tell you, sir, I took an oath to defend the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic, sir. And if it comes to a revolution in this country, you better believe that I will defend the Constitution. That is not an oath taken lightly. And any veteran out there or any military person that is out there needs to understand what that oath means, okay? There are traitorous people in this country dragging us down to the abyss, Mr. Jones. And I just wanted to say that. I'm sorry you're a busy man, and I do apologize for taking up your time, but, sir, you are a true patriot, and I just want you to know your work is not unappreciated. It is very appreciated, sir. And
well,
I
Chad, Chad, God bless you. Please don't apologize for calling in and being passionate and taking time. That's why we're here and taking your calls, but I do appreciate you calling. Look, it hurts, though, every time somebody tells me what a great job I'm doing. I don't know how to explain it. When I was at that barbecue place Saturday night here in Austin, every person behind the counter was a listener. Every person told me they appreciated me. And I watched them, you know, giving my kids bigger servings than other people were getting. And I watched people looking at me when I was sitting down and eating. I'd go to the bathroom. People would say, hey, we appreciate what you're doing. When I got up to walk or get some iced tea. And I just looked at, like, young men, old women, black, white, Hispanic, you name it, looking at me and admiring me and holding me up. And it's like, wow, I've got such an incredible responsibility. And I guess it's because I do fight corruption for the right reasons. I mean, I do it because I don't want to be a slave. It's real simple. And I don't want you to be a slave. But I still, to see so many people counting on me, then it almost makes me overthink every step I make and try to do too good a job. I don't know how to explain it. It's very exhausting. It's very, very exhausting. I was in a restaurant a few months ago, and there was a waiter. We were at a steakhouse, had some friends in town, and the waiter comes over and says, I've bought you these drinks and the appetizer. I just want to thank you. And he was like an immigrant from, I think he said, Brazil. And he said, I've lived under corruption. I know what you're saying. You know, it's true. I see it happening here. And he had broken English, but he said, I just admire your courage in the face of this evil, how you stomp and smash on everything in your way. And the guy was looking at me with just awe. And I mean, I stomp and smash on everything because I don't have time to be afraid, folks. I don't have time to sit here and worry about what I say and what I do. I mean, it is a passion of work to try to get the news out, to try to not make mistakes, to try to have the same passion in my crew, to try to cover every angle and every facet, and to know that there's always 100 times more news that I can't even get to or properly talk about. Because the mind moves hundreds of times faster than the voice. There's just, I don't know how to explain it anymore. But I hear all these great people counting on us. And look, I count on you. I couldn't do what I do without you. And we're all in this together. And again, it feels good to have people look up to me. It's just that 50% of it feels good, but the other 50 is the responsibility. When you see all these people counting on you, and I realize that a lot of them think that I, or my audience, that we're somehow going to turn this around. And I got news for you, folks. It's going to be you that turns it around. And to see the economy hurting, to see so many businesses here in Austin, which is doing better than most areas of the country, shut down, and to see people not having enough money to take care of their families, and to see prosperity being sucked out of this nation. It could all just be turned around if we didn't have these vicious criminals running our society who openly admit that they're at war with prosperity. They don't want you prosperous. They want you super poor, so you're totally dependent on them. It's feudalism. That's how they, in ancient Europe, had control of people. And it is a revolution against free society. The globalists are the revolutionaries. They're the people waging war against society. And as the New World Order unfolds, it does get heavier and heavier. It gets more and more out in the open. And it cuts right to my soul just how real this is. I wish it wasn't. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Get into some of the other news here, and then more of your calls and Bev Harris. But every time I see articles like this one, it just reminds me that government and big institutions can't and won't protect you. And the idea that government will deliver you your food and your job and your vacation and will make decisions for you, and the idea that that's going to work, is a proven historical fraud. And now that they've added technological overlays to it, it's only made it worse. I mean, I saw an article where thousands of people a year, the LA Times reported, are charged just in mistakes because the government doesn't have their name right. And how in California, the police are exempt and government workers from having their license plates read by license plate reading cameras. Side issue. But I see this article out of the Daily Mail. There's one out of Reuters about, you know, chain of errors cause disaster and in cruise ship sinking. But here's one out of the Daily Mail. I saw captain drinking in the bar. Passengers accuse arrest officer of socializing before a cruise crash and being among first to abandon ship. And I know that does it even matter anymore? It doesn't matter if it's Katrina. It doesn't matter if it's a forest fire. It doesn't matter what it is. The government just generally gets in the way and screws everything up. And then even in a private cruise ship, every time they have one of these big disasters, the captain is drunk as a skunk. And then puts out some big story about how the charts were wrong. I mean, he ran the boat up on the beach. He ran it right into the island. Now, if a captain can screw up like this with 4,000 people on board, and if governments can't help you during Katrina, but they can sure come take your guns in a beta test, how's the government going to protect you if a airborne Ebola or smallpox or something like that gets put out in the atmosphere? I mean, let's say the government doesn't release it on purpose because they want to reduce population. How long until they have a mistake and release it? The government admits that they released weaponized Lyme disease out of the Plum Island facility off the coast of New York. And it first showed up in Lyme, Connecticut, hence the name Lyme's disease. I mean, how many times, and they've got hundreds of these labs all over the country with airborne weaponized stuff that will kill 9 out of 10 or more. I'm just rounding down. Between 92 and 99% of those that come in contact with these different things. And they've got facilities all over the country with this, and it's only a matter of time until a crazy person sneaks out of the lab with it and releases it, or somebody makes a mistake, or the government releases it and claims somebody made a mistake or that a crazy person did it, and they put the patsy on television. And what do you think's going to happen when an airborne bioweapon gets out? And by the way, it'll be just like the foot and mouth in 2000 in England that showed up in locations from southern Scotland all the way down to Cornwall and all the way down to the southern coast of England. In a two-day period, it shows up all over the country. It had been distributed on purpose. I saw that map day one and said it's government. It's weaponized. It's killing. I went and looked up foot and mouth and sheep and cows, and it kills a very small percentage, less than 10%. And I was like, this is killing more than half of them. It's weaponized. Not because I'm a rocket scientist, but I know how to look into stuff. And then about a year later, in the BBC and the London Guardian, there was a little footnote of, oh, there was a level 4 bioweapons lab testing zoological weaponized animal diseases, and they believe that some type of extremist working at the lab got it out and released it. Well, that would have happened in one or two spots, not all over the country. In one day, showing up everywhere, swabbed onto the animals. So don't think you're going to go hide out in the country when the new flu gets out. It's going to be getting sprayed from drones, folks. It isn't going to be person to person. They're going to spray the entire country with this stuff. We're in so much trouble.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move over, little dog, 'cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door, he don't fit no more, so get it on over,
move it on over,
scoot it on over,
move it on over,
move over, skinny dog, 'cause the fat dog's moving in. This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all, so ease it on over,
move it on over,
drag it on over,
move it on over,
move over.
Okay, we're back live. Thank you for joining us. We have undoubtedly the preeminent researcher into election fraud in the last few decades. And, of course, the HBO documentary Black Box Voting was seen by tens of millions. And we've seen just in the last 5-6 years, national numbers go from less than 10% believing there's election fraud to over 70% in some polls, 90% in some of the others. And a lot of that's thanks to Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org. I saw an article yesterday that we also posted at InfoWars.com from Black Box Voting. Recipe for vote fraud. Global internet voting firm buys U.S. election results reporting firm. Now, remember, Bev, 2 days before the Iowa caucuses, she said, listen, the fact that they're counting it at a secret location, if any of the precincts don't report or don't call it in properly or don't show people the results, that's where you'll find fraud. And now we have the clip we played a few weeks ago of Karl Rove on Fox News as their correspondent saying, yes, well, some of the precincts didn't come in, so we had a gentleman's agreement and gave Santorum 6 more points, so he got second place instead of Paul. I mean, they just hide this stuff in plain view. And then, of course, Ron Paul was happy with his second place there in New Hampshire. But even local Iowa newspapers reported on all the weirdness that went on. So it's all about that funnel she talks about. When stuff's in public, it's out in the open. But it's that little bitty thin area, that Strait of Hormuz, where the problems can happen. And that's where, you know, the lights go off like in the mystery movie. When they come back on, well, the Maltese Falcon has been stolen or whatever the case is. Or grandma's, you know, secret recipe has been stolen. And so this report breaks it down, and she joins us now to also give us any other developments that she's looking at. Bev, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Alex. Well, yeah, and if I could, I'd like to just make a quick comment on that Iowa situation before we move on to the global situation. You know, Iowa was very interesting because it looks like Santorum either won or, well, at any rate, Romney didn't win. And there were some incidents, but there's a big difference between setting it up properly, which they really did in Iowa, so that people can see when stuff is wrong. It was an alert citizen by the name of Edward True who was attending, who was able to see when they announced the vote that it did not match what got called into the Republican Party. And in fact, Romney only had 2 votes, and they called in 22 votes. And as we, as those who've been following this may know, there was only 8 votes, you know, reported to have separated them. So in fact, Romney didn't win. And all this we're seeing on the media, Romney won and it's historic and blah, blah, blah. He didn't win. But the reason we know he didn't win was because it was done in public. There was another very interesting clip I saw. Actually, I think you may have broken this story in Scott County, where as they were turning in the ballots, the lights went off for like 15 or 20 seconds. Well, here's the thing. When you set it up properly, and I do think that Iowa is really how we need to be setting a lot of this stuff up. The fact that we know that the fact they had to turn the lights off in the first place was because the public was there able to watch. The fact that we know the lights got turned off was because the public was there able to watch. So we have to kind of separate catching people in fraud when it's set up so that we can catch them in fraud, which is what we at least want. We at least want to be able to catch them, versus the more dangerous situations where we can't even catch them because it's concealed.
Now, I want to talk briefly just about how voter news services worked previously, how nationally you could have Karl Rove in 2000 announce the opposite of what the other networks announced, and it turned out the other networks were accurate, and then Karl Rove was just appointing himself king. And again, I'm not an Al Gore supporter, folks, but facts are facts here. But I want to play this clip from Iowa, since you mentioned it, before we get into this big breaking news that you've got for us here, Bev. I want to play this little clip. Now, this is from Fox News, but we've added the little Kentucky Derby clip where he says, and out of nowhere, Santorum, you know, comes into the lead. But other than that, this is Karl Rove on Fox News. Here it is.
Romney is going to win the Iowa caucuses by 14 votes.
By 14.
How solid is your evidence?
From a pretty good, reliable source. They made the correction in Story County, which moved it from an 18-point margin for Santorum to a four-vote margin for Santorum. Clinton County, right. You have the one outstanding precinct in the state, and that it will show an 18-vote victory in that precinct for Mitt Romney, which will give him a statewide victory of 14 votes over.
From out of nowhere, it's Rick Santorum.
So I don't understand. You're saying that they basically have come to an agreement as to what the vote's going to be in Clinton?
The person who's got the official piece of paper is missing. But the Romney and Santorum people who are monitoring it agree on what the number is. They apparently have rounded up the representatives of the camps who have agreed, yes, we were there, we know exactly what the vote total was, and we both agreed to what it was.
So, Bev, what do you make of that? They agree, then, who the winner is now.
Well, that was pretty bogus, but I do know about that situation, and that particular situation actually turned out to be acceptably transparent. What had happened is the result was called in, and the woman went home and was ready to go to bed, and they said they didn't have the results or whatever. But at any rate, the result that finally made its way in was verified by people who were there and people who were watching and so forth. The key here is you got to be able to see what's going on.
Exactly. Because anybody that
if you can see it, then when they do monkey business like this, somebody steps forward. And the great part is they never know who has their cell phone out taking a picture of what's going on. So it's very likely when people are organized like they were with Ron Paul in Iowa, that it's going to get caught.
Well, Beth, I mean, just as a layman here who's been watching this for 17 years and having experts like yourself on this key subject, the idea that we're just supposed to trust these electronic voting machine companies who've been caught cheating, manipulating, being hacked, backdoors being built in. And then when you do have transparent systems, there's always normal problems and chicanery there. So the claim that we shouldn't have transparent elections and that we're just being paranoid, well, that's ridiculous.
Right. And if you notice how the news media spins this, and both the right wing and the left wing, you know, canned news outlets, just editorial outlets, basically, spun it the same way. When it was found by a citizen that the vote count that was reported was wrong, they started ridiculing the system and saying how ridiculous it was, and they don't know what they're doing because people were able to see what's going on. So they neatly turned that corner from people can see what's going on, so problems see the light of day, to, oh, they don't know what they're going on because, look, there were problems. You're going to find problems if you can see them, if the system is set up right. So, you know, what we're looking at in the upcoming election in South Carolina and most other elections is something where the citizens can't see anything. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty smooth, and they can come in and they can report their results, you know, toot sweet in 8 seconds like they like to do, and then they'll say, and there were no problems and it went smoothly. Well, yeah, that's because the public wasn't allowed to watch.
Break it down in simple terms, your article, Recipe for Vote Fraud, a global internet voting firm buys U.S. election results reporting firm. I mean, isn't that a national security issue to have foreign companies controlling our voting? I mean, are we going to have foreign countries or companies controlling our nuclear weapons development, Bev? What's next?
I didn't actually title it Recipe for Vote Fraud, although, and I think, let me just mention about, you know, the frame of vote fraud versus the frame I prefer to see. You see, vote fraud may happen with an open system that we can see, but then we can see it, or it may happen with a concealed system we can't see that's controlled by a corporation. But what we have to have is a structure so that we can see what's going on, because if we can see it, that will ultimately help prevent vote fraud or catch it or expose it. So what's going on now, it's unbelievably dangerous to the whole democratic structure. In fact, it removes the democratic structure. What we have is already we have one company which is in charge of results reporting for it. I wrote in my article over 525 United States jurisdictions this fall. It's actually going to be over 900 jurisdictions in 26 states. Instead of, but you'll go to your county website and you'll look at that and it'll say, oh, here's the results. Well, not really. A lot in over 900 counties, when you go to your county website, you're actually looking at a redirected site out of Tampa, Florida. And so all the results for 26 states and 900 locations are actually going to Tampa, Florida before they're reported. And then we add to that. That firm that reports the results is then purchased by another firm out of Spain. And that firm out of Spain also produces the voting system. Now, there you get, and by the way, the type of voting that that firm is, which is called CYTL, S-C-Y-T-L, the type of voting that it's promoting is the worst kind of voting. It's internet voting. And the reason it's the worst is because the public can't see who cast the votes into that internet system. They can't see the counting of the vote. The chain of custody is completely evaporated. So you're seeing, it's like, trust me, this internet voting counted by someplace in Spain is right, and the same company is going to report the results to the United States.
And by the way, this was first reported 5 days ago by MarketWatch, which is part of the Wall Street Journal, and there it says it right there. And then I'm looking because I guess this is the headline we got from another site with your article. What at blackboxvoting.org, what's the actual headline of the original article you wrote, Bev?
Kind of toned it down. Global internet voting firm buys U.S. election results reporting firm. And then I basically lead sentences in a major step toward global centralization of election processes, because that's really what it's doing. And I think it will help if we focus on structure, because they can't steal elections as easily if the right structure is in place. If we put the wrong structure in place, they can do it whatever they want, and we'll never know. And the whole thing becomes theater.
Well, sure. And the issue here is that we need to be able to track this thing from start to finish. But Bev, you should probably briefly recap. Give us some of the greatest hits of election fraud and scams. People forget that executives have gone public and said it's fraud. Engineers have gone public. They've been caught. I mean, give us some of the greatest hits.
There's one that's going on right now in South Carolina. Get this. I mean, it happens locally. It happens all over the place. But this is new. You haven't heard this yet before. And this place, there were so many things that went wrong, but basically they were using these electronic voting machines, and the results were so suspicious that they sequestered the machines at the local police's office. It was a city election. And they were going to examine the machines. They set the election aside. It was so bad. And they were going to examine the machines. Well, just before they go to examine the machines, in swoops the county sheriff. Now, understand, you've got the local police officer, home rule, the chief of police. You've got the county sheriff. The county sheriff sweeps in with a bolt cutter to take the machines out of the local police chief's evidence room. And so they wouldn't let him do that. So they go to court, and the judge says, oh, okay, you can go get him. It was just crazy. We see this kind of stuff happening all the time, where the machines are sequestered. But the bottom line is you can't prove it because no one can see it. And even you can't extract the programming. You're just out of luck. In South Carolina, which is going to be a presidential primary this Saturday, we can't see anything and we can't prove anything. It goes into a computer program controlled by a private company. It wouldn't matter if it was public, because if they don't let you see anything, and you have absolutely no idea.
And Bev, how many times in front of the news have you gone and with engineers hacked into these voting systems, sometimes in seconds?
Oh, yeah. I mean, 4 seconds. Me and my assistant actually got into a voting system in 1 minute with $12 worth of tools. And you have to understand, me and my assistant are 50-year-old woman. Well, I'm 60 now. I'm 50 then. I mean, we didn't even know anything about electronics, but, you know, we figured it out. Well, let's get a screwdriver and let's take this. It was really, basically, someone who is an advanced TV repairman can tamper with the result in most voting machines.
And if they'll kick Ron Paul out of debates and say he can't win and engage in all this other behavior and lie about WMDs and pass laws that can secretly arrest citizens and have us disappear into black holes, this is about trillions of dollars a year that special interest control. You'd have to be insane to say they wouldn't use systems like this to engage in fraud. And these companies have been caught over and over again. Whatever happened with Diebold when they changed their name and sold off their systems?
Here's the deal with Diebold. They changed the name, then they sold it. They sold it to who? The biggest voting machine company in the country, Election Systems and Software. So I went to the Department of Justice and hammered on them and said, you've got to stop this. This is totally a monopoly. They control now 70% of the vote counting in the United States. So what does the Justice Department do? They wait and wait and wait, and then they sell off part of the acquisition to a company out of Toronto, Canada, which nobody knows who owns. So at this point, we have 70% of the votes in the U.S. counted by two companies, Election Systems and Software, and the other one is called Dominion, and we don't know who owns either company. We have no idea.
This would be like, you know, going into some machine with a carnival barker, and he says, you know, pull the lever and the machine will tell you if you won. And you're like, well, this machine's rigged. And he says, trust me. I mean, this is the oldest trick in the book.
Oh, it is. Actually, so much of what I see is simply a magic show. When you ask a question, your attention is redirected somewhere else. Just like someone who's watching a magician. You know, it's like, don't look there, look here. But you have to keep your eye on the ball. It's just indefensible.
Bev Harris, we're coming up to the end of the show, but do one more segment with us because I want you to finish that point. Also, give us hot spots that you see in other primaries coming up, because you called exactly what was going to happen in Iowa and in New Hampshire. So other areas that you're investigating right now, we'll be right back.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
We've got an article up at Infowars.com. CDC increases pressure on parents to vaccinate kids with deadly toxins. We've got newscasts out of California where they come to the door and say, we're here to shoot your child up, just outside of law. And we're getting reports here that we're going to try to confirm out of Pennsylvania. And this is actually from the sports director at a YMCA. I'll just leave it at that. Where they called the state police on them when they wouldn't take a vaccine. Wow, this is crazy. I've got to get these people on. You know, Bev, it's wild how nuts everything's getting.
Oh, yeah, it is. People from sometimes, I think one of the people that read my recent article said, is that it? Is it all over? Should we just, you know, put up our feet and eat bonbons? But you have to look at this for the scale that it is. And I think once you do that, then you can start to at least approach things in a realistic frame. It's not going to be something we can wave a magic wand and all this stuff is going to get corrected quickly. We have to first understand what the key part of the problem is and then go after it. We just got to keep going after it. I want to mention something there. Back in the 1700s, before the U.S. was even a country, you know, they banned slavery for the first time in the world. Up until that point, 75% of all people on the face of the earth were either slaves or indentured servants. The entire economy was based on it. It was banned by a small group of citizens. It took them 75 years, but they got it banned. So, and I point to that to point to the idea that you can actually have success. It's been done before.
Oh, well, look at the SOPA. I mean, they're now shelving the SOPA bill. So when we take action, we can have an effect. Looking at Florida, you were making some great points during the break about what you expect to see in South Carolina and Florida.
Well, South Carolina is, I don't know, it's completely concealed and we have no idea. And they've had some extremely bizarre results before out of South Carolina. There was if you have any questions about that, Google Alvin Green in 2010, a completely bizarre situation. So we don't know. South Carolina is going to be whatever the powers that be make it be. Florida is really, I think, where it's going to start to wrap up because Florida is, it's already, they're saying now there's twice as many absentee ballots as normal. Absentee has all the problems of electronic voting plus all the problems of vote stuffing and not knowing who voted. So you've got that. And then you've got, in Florida, you now have paper ballots, but guess what they did? They made it against the law to look at the paper ballots even in a recount.
Wow.
There we go. And we know the history of Florida in terms of all kinds of election fraud and election problems. But I think what we're going to start seeing, and this has been the whole push all along, is going to be let's get these candidates out of the field. Let's get them to step aside. Let's anoint our winner. And you can really tell how it's going to go by watching the selected pundits on the major network news. Well, you know, CNN, MSNBC and Fox. You look at them all and watch what they do. And they've got a drumbeat and their drumbeat that I've been noticing right now is, well, Ron Paul is going to be able to have some effect because he's got delegates, in other words, in code, step aside, you're in the way, but we'll let you have some effect on the platform.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're saying Ron Paul can't win, step aside. And when it's the other candidates that should step aside. Blackboxvoting.org. Bev Harris, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.